In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. This story that the Lord presented to us is the best explanation of the meaning of repentance. So today is an invitation for repentance. The church plans to read for us this parable at this time of the year during the Lent, to explain to us that this is invitation for repentance. And the Lord explained what repentance is. You know, the designer of this parable is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and that's the importance of it. So we wouldn't understand the repentance better than the way the Lord explained it. Number one, there's motive for to repent. The motive clearly is the change of status. Look at his situation, this boy. You know the story, of course, a boy that came to his dad saying to him, give me my share, half the money that you have, because we are two brothers, give me the money. Extremely impolite, because his dad is living. You know, the Lord said this parable at a time where fathers were dictators. At that time, the father cannot be asked to do something like that. However, the Lord showed that this father is very kind, to the extent that he divided the money and gave him his share. And then he left, took the money and left. So extreme impoliteness. Number one, that he doesn't like to leave with his dad. He liked to leave, and he liked to take even the money while his dad is living. However, his dad accepted that. His dad is representing the Lord himself, the Father of heaven. And then the boy drowned in a very bad shape. He lived with pigs. The money was lost and he was miserable. So the first condition of repentance is to feel the misery of the status that you are in. Far from God, my heart is aching, I'm not happy, I'm not comfortable, I lack peace, there's something wrong with me because I am far from God. I'm sinful, so there's something wrong with me. The change of status as he returned back to his dad is the main motive. From total misery to total honor, he returned back to be the son in the house. From very unclean shape, very dirty, dirty hands, dirty clothes, to being in the house of his father in a robe and feast and the honor of being the son in the best house. So the motto for our repentance is like that. Understand the honor that you receive when you leave this sin and return it back to the Heavenly Father. See the honor that is expected for you, from total misery and lack of peace to the tremendous confidence that you are the Son of God, and the shape of happiness and comfort that you are in the house of the Father. So that change of status is the motive to come back. The other motive is the nature of the Father. The Father in that story, clearly the Lord Jesus Christ concentrated to explain to us what is going to happen to us when we return back to him. He'll never ask, why did you sin? He'll never rebuke us. He'll never criticize us. Everyone would expect that the Father would tell him, how come that you take the money and leave? Is that my love towards you, my son? Is that the shape that you did to me? You take my money and go and spend with bad people and so on? Nothing like that, nothing. And in fact, that was always the case with Jesus Christ for those people who repent. He has never ever said to a repentant person, why did you sin? Many people think that when I come back to God, I'll be punished for my sins. Exactly the reverse. He never say to you, why did you sin? He never say to you, rebuke you, or immediately we see the love of the Father expecting us. Actually, the story is amazing, explaining how the Father, you see, the story says that the Father is the one that saw, the son. The father is the one that ran. The son didn't run. The father is the one that was running. And he says that he fell on his neck. Who fell on his neck? The father fell on the neck of the son, not the reverse, because some artists drew it the wrong way, as if the son is falling on the father. No, it was the father that fell on the son. And who kissed who? The father kissed the son. So it's all welcome. When we repent, we just receive love. When we repent, we receive gifts, which is very strange. Many people think that I deserve punishment. No, it's not the rule from heaven. The rule from heaven is that when we return back to Him, no matter how sinful we are, we receive gifts. So here, the nature of the Father was the attraction. The attraction is like that. And we do that with each other as well. Parents, if you like your children to return back to you, see the model that the Lord displayed. Tremendous love. There is no rebuke. There is no... you don't discuss why did they sin. Once they are back, you just hug them, love them, and give them the gifts that they deserve being our children, living in our house. The last point in that repentance is to understand that repentance is not just a feeling. Some people think that I am repentant means that I am regretful. Regret is a must, but it's not repentance. Repentance is a decision and action. So there are three stages. Number one, you feel regret. What I did is wrong. My heart aches because I did something that I should not have done. A relationship that I have that I should not started, or I should not be in it, or an action that I'm doing, or a situation that I did. Then the feeling of repentance starts with regret, remorse. I'm remorseful of what's happening. But this is not the end, this is the start. Step number two, which is the most important, is a decision. This son said that what I'm waiting for, I will return. I will take this decision to change, return. So a decision must be taken. It's not enough to feel the regret. You have to do something. That relationship you stop. This bad situation that you are in, you close the chapter. It may require from you to burn something. It may require from you to change job, to change place, to change friends. It may require from you a decision that you should do something. The last step in repentance is action. Because you may decide under the fear. No action. He said, now I return back to the Father. So the regret, then a decision, then action. That's the repentance. Without these steps, the repentance is not true. It's just a feeling that may die with time, or a decision that you defer and you never do. You have to feel that I am in a very bad shape. I should return back to the Lord. If you don't repent today about something, when will you repent? That's the day of repentance in the history of the calendar of the Coptic Church. That's the day that we make a decision and make an action. That's the day every one of us has something. The Lord allows sometimes something that you feel that this has to change. I cannot keep in that way. The gifts that you receive out of that's amazing. When the boy came back, imagine what he received. Number one, cleanness. He was very dirty, living with the pigs. Now he's clean, having a robe, a royal robe, being the son in the best house. What else? This sandal, to be separated from the dirt. And the most important is the feast. The fattened calf that was slaughtered for him as a meal. What is that meal that comes to us when we repent? It is the Holy Communion. After we repent, then the meal is meaningful. Before that's not. any person that takes Holy Communion without making the decision and the action of repentance, the meal is fruitless, has no meaning. Actually, it incurs punishment because we take something that we shouldn't take. But once you repent and have the feeling that I need to change, and you take the action, and you do it by repenting, stopping the wrong thing, changing your life, then at that time you have that meal, which is life. The explanation of the Lord Jesus Christ for that case is two words. He was lost, and now he's found. He was dead, and now he's living. And that's repentance. Repentance is the change from the status of being lost to being found, from death to life, by having this meal which will make us fixed in him. Glory be to his name forever. Amen.